Flip sample P like the surgeon created as date is 06/16/2022. Dictation is for Maria Reynoso. Reynoso spells R-E-Y-N-O-S-O. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 12/04/1986. This is a 35-year-old young lady here with back pain and body aches, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. Said she was seen at another facility, had multiple labs drawn, and she was advised that these labs were normal. She said she had CBC, CMP, lipid profile, done, and these labs were reviewed with her and they were unremarkable. However, she says she continued to have back pain and body aches, period, and is here for semicolon. She expressed concern about her kidneys and would like to have a ultrasound of her kidneys, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, obesity. Next paragraph. Surgical history, a C-section, cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, last menstrual period, 6 years ago. Patient says she has an implant on in place. Next paragraph. Social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient says she has pain in the bilateral flank region, worse on the right. Next line, patient reports frequent fatigue and tired. Next line, patient also says she is sleepy all the time. Next line, patient reports swelling, feeling of swelling in her upper and lower extremities, as if she's retaining fluid. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 109/75. Pulse 67, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm. Patient heart is bradycardic. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness of palpation. No rebound, no guarding. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. CVA tenderness is present bilaterally. It's worse on the right. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles or bolli. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, there's 1+ spitting edema bilateral and lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is bradycardia, parentheses, open parentheses, symptomatic, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is fatigue. Assessment number 3, renal stones. Assessment number 4 is hematuria. Next paragraph, a review of patient's lab from the outside facility was done. Labs were drawn on 5/3/2022. The CBC is unremarkable. CMP unremarkable. There's a mild elevation in LDL cholesterol, 102, normal is 99, This does not warrant prompt intervention. She was educated on diet and exercise this period. Next paragraph, in clinic today, we did an EKG patient. EKG shows sinus bradycardia at 57 beats per minute. Also some arrhythmias, period. Next paragraph, a BNP was ordered. The study has to go out to the lab and will be available in about 2 or 3 days. Patient will be called with the results, period. Ultrasound was done of patient's kidneys. Ultrasound revealed small stone in our right renal pelvis. It's non-obstructing, no hydronephrosis. Next paragraph. Patient was discharged with the following medication. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, a vitamin D, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 13. Open parentheses, patients report fatigue. She was offered to have vitamin D level checked, but declined secondary to funding. Next paragraph, correction, same paragraph. She was, I went ahead and treated her empirically, period. A urinalysis was done patient in the clinic. Urinalysis revealed blood. All of the variables were negative, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She asked multiple questions. They were answered. She's comfortable with my discharge plans. She was given strict return precautions. End of dictation.